in the studio with me now, and we're having a bit of a giggle. We're going to be talking all things food and drink in Watford next week, because it is Watford Food and Drink Week next week. It's Kate Leach. A very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning, Kate?
I'm really good.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm all excited about next week.
Excellent. Are your tummy rumbling already?
It is, and we're going to be talking about all the food and why I'm not going to start my diet next week.
Oh, no, no. Week after, definitely.
Definitely. Now, we've been talking about this here at the radio, here on the station, and lots of people around Watford. Now, I want you to hang around, because I want you to tell us, you know, I want to spend a bit of time on exactly what's going on next week. But first of all, how did this come about? Watford, a lot of people say to me, what's Watford Bid, Watford for you? What actually is it? So can you tell me where that started from, the organisation, what it is and what that is actually all about? And what does it do for the town?
Yeah, sure. I get that question all the time. So when people hear Watford Bid, they say, Bid, are you bidding for money? What's that all about? So Watford Bid is, Bid stands for Business Improvement District. So we're not alone in having a business improvement district. There's about 270 plus across the UK, and it's basically towns and businesses taking responsibility for where they're based and their town centre, and they put money into a pot. So every business in the Bid area, which is kind of, you know, a few exceptions, but top of the town to bottom of the town, it's all of those businesses putting some money in a pot and delivering events, campaigns, putting things like our beautiful floral displays you will have seen in the summer. We put all of those flowers out. We do things like the Christmas lights at Christmas, and last year we had a big Christmas light switch on. Watford For You is our consumer marketing brand. So anything businessy comes out through Watford Bid. But actually, when we're talking to people like your listeners, you know, if you're talking to me, my mum, my dad, my friends, we go out through Watford For You. And Watford For You is all about talking about all the great stuff going on in Watford. So whether that be events, promotions, new store openings, things going on in Casbury Park, events they've got down at Watford Museum, you know, great shopping at Inter and new things happening there. So actually, it's all about a one-stop shop for what's going on in Watford.
And what's the website for that? Just
the website is www.watfordforyou.org.
And what's been the response from the businesses and people in general regarding Watford Bid and Watford For You?
Well, the Bid actually has been really, we've had a great reception, and I think there's a lot of people that live in Watford that are really proud of the town. And actually, part of my kind of mission is to make sure that people do feel proud of living in Watford and kind of utilise the town and get the best that Watford has to offer. And also maybe change some perceptions of Watford out in the wider region, because there are some people that don't know quite how great Watford is. So we're all about spreading the message. I know, Watford. It's amazing, but I do live here, so I am biased. But the Bid, actually, we work with amazing kind of 450 businesses in the town centre.
Really?
Yep. So anything from your local, wow, your butcher, your baker,
candlestick maker,
building societies, banks, retailers. You know, it's a real leisure centres. Some fantastic venues like the Coliseum and the Palace Theatre. So actually, we work with such a range of people, and it's all about sharing their messages and getting people to come to Watford and enjoy what we've got to offer.
And also the people who are in Watford enjoying,
exactly,
Watford. And I suppose now any businesses, they would more likely want to be involved in this than not, because so many have already, you know, bought into the idea of it.
Well, I think a Bid's really important. This is a massive time for growth. You know, I'm not aware. I love Watford and I love living here, but we, you know, there's a lot of development work at the moment. Mm-hmm. But actually, Watford is a town on the up. You know, you can't have missed the development work happening at the Inter Centre. My goodness, £180 million development, which is going to make us one of the top 20 retail destinations in the UK. So we're going to have a 9-screen IMAX cinema, we're going to have a brand new Hollywood Bowl, we're going to have a Debenhams, loads of new restaurants. So actually, when that opens autumn 2018, next year, Food and Drink Week will have a load of new restaurants to be involved. So actually, this is a really exciting town for the town. So actually, the Bid is here. We started in April 2016. And we're all about promoting the town and driving people in to see what Watford has.
So how did it come about? Watford Food and Drink Week. We spoke about, you know, Watford For You and Watford Bid.
Yep.
Watford Food and Drink Week, great idea, I think. But where did the little germ of an idea come from?
Well, you may have remembered, I know we did a really nice campaign with you earlier on in the year in May. We had our Watford Weekender.
Yeah,
so the Weekender was all about a Saturday and Sunday at the beginning of May with loads of exciting stuff going on around the town. So we had face painting, we had chocolate tasting. We had food and drink offers.
Music.
We had live music from you guys. There was loads going on, and it was a really exciting weekend. We've decided we're going to make the Watford Weekend a annual event, so May seemed to work really well. The weather was lovely. We had, you know, people like yourself outside in the town doing things. So actually, October, we kind of had a bit of a break, so the summer's over, so you've had your big screen on the beach, you've had your Imagine Festival out in the town centre. We're not quite into winter in Watford and the kind of festive activity. So we're like, oh, October, what does that feel like? What should we be looking at? And actually, we're in Watford Food and Drink Week next week, but actually, it's British Food Fortnight at the moment. So actually, food is something, like, who doesn't love to eat and drink?
Oh, you
know?
I love it.
Food is something that ties everyone together. You know, I don't know anyone that doesn't like going out for cocktails or going down the pub or, you know, going out for a bite to eat or going out for lunch. So actually, as part of British Food Fortnight, we were like, why don't we focus on food in Watford? Because actually, we have got such an array of restaurants and pubs and bars and shops and food retailers. So actually, we thought, you know, you can get Mexican, you can get Indian, you can get English, Australian, Japanese. You know, there's such a variety of food in the town and drinks that maybe we should focus on that. So we started putting together a campaign, and that turned into Watford Food and Drink Week.
Now, I have noticed that there's a lot of companies, organisations, businesses that have bought into this as well. When I say bought into it, wanted to be involved in it, part of it, isn't it?
We were delighted, actually. The Watford Weekender kind of set the scene and kind of showed businesses that getting involved in these kind of things really worked, and it drove more people into their shops and businesses and restaurants. So actually, when I went out and talked to them about Watford Food and Drink Week, people were really up for it. And actually, we've probably got about 2/3 of all pubs, bars, clubs, restaurants, cafes, coffee shops and food retailers in Watford involved. So we've got some really fantastic offers.
And you know, just it's loads. So you've got John Lewis, Sainsbury's involved, as well as, because people might just think it's the restaurants themselves. You know,
no, well,
Steinbeck and Shaw.
I almost have to go through our little brochure. So actually, we've got 35,000 brochures printed. So if you live in a WD postcode, you'll get one of those through your door this week. If not, you can go onto our website. But actually, we've got, you know, it's a 32-page brochure and it's packed full of offers.
Shall I see how many I can name in 30 seconds?
Go on, challenge.
Time in 30 seconds. Ready? Tell me when to go.
Go.
Barbadega, M&S, Barracuda, Gibson's Butchers, Bella Italia, Middleton's, Bill's, Moon Under the Water, Bosley's, Malloy's, Nando's, Chimichanga, Ocean Bells, Fabergé, Pepe Rossa, Fresh Shop, Gourmet Burger, Pope's Yard Brewery, LP Caff, Sainsbury's, Gibson's Butchers again, Steinbeck and Shaw, Global Buffet, Subway, Hideout, Tortilla, The Horns, Joe and the Juice, Twisted
five
Monkey.
5 seconds.
I've started, so I'll finish. John Lewis, Walkabout, The Langley, Watford Coliseum, Latista, Wenzel's, Little Waitrose, Zinco, LP Caff and ZZ's. There
oh,
we go.
Oh, on.
Hold on.
30 seconds.
Brothers Barbecue Girl, Mum's Kitchen, Pete's Beanery, Best in Town Crepes, Elms Vintage Caff, Roti Pat, I've got to name them all now. Sweets for All, Hickman's Greek, New Watford Market, and the Yogurt Juice Bar.
Yeah, well done.
And there's more.
That was a little bit over your 30 seconds, but you did my job for me very well there.
I wanted to name as many. I thought it's only fair to name
definitely
as many as I can.
So I'm hoping that, you know, and the Watford Beard and Watford View are hoping that we'll have something to suit anyone. So if you want to go out for a piece of tea and cake, if you want to go out with cocktails with your mates, if you want to go down to the pub, if you want to go out for a lovely romantic date night and go out for a meal.
On my own.
Oh, Lee, I'll go on a date with you, Lee. Don't worry, we can go out for some
You're
tea.
Engaged.
I know.
Don't tell
the other half. But no, we have got some really great kind of offers and discounts. We've also got people doing special set menus. So people like Bella Italia are doing 2 courses for £10 or 3 courses for £15. Mm. You know, people like Barracuda. So they were voted the number one restaurant last year in our Service Excellence Awards in Watford. Watford's favourite restaurant. So they have an amazing pre-theatre menu, which normally stops at 7 o'clock, and that's amazing value for money. But they're opening that up and they're serving it all week, right through till close. So you can go out and get an amazing 3-course meal for kind of under £15. So it's a real excuse to kind of go out when you would normally maybe eat in or get a ready meal or something boring, you know, and try somewhere new. Chance it because, you know, you've got a good offer or a discount.
And you can find all those details on watfordforyou.org. That's where I've just read all that list from.
We've got loads of stuff out on our social media as well. So anyone that's kind of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, savvy, the hashtag is Eat Drink Watford. So actually, if you put that into any of your social media channels, you'll see the latest updates. If you're a Facebook fiend, we have got a Food and Drink Week event, which is on the Watford Bid and the Watford For You page. So actually, any offers, we've still got offers, even though we've gone to print on the brochure. There's lots of businesses saying, oh, is there still time for us to get involved? So actually, last minute offers will be dropping straight onto that Facebook event.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.